Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to touch me, Lord. To a story about a situation, some drama with a lady. She was stuck to the ground cause she was messing around, but all of her accusers, they all were having something. Jesus looked up at them and said, you all got your sins. She knew that this would be the moment that her soul would be forgiven. She said, tell my story. I was in a situation. After church on Monday, it was looking funny. I couldn't see my way through when every payment was due. Now I look back and wonder, hey, just how I made it over. And now I'm justified. He had always provided from the top to the bottom. He's the answer to the problem when you open your mouth, so scream it loud, fix me. Under the truth. Keep it real talk. We all got our situations. Some need a healing. Some got the heat up. Somebody's family need a miracle for all the stuff they did it with. But the devil is a liar. You are an overcomer. You can take this from there. You got help on the way. There's a blessing with your name on it. Put your claim on it.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shulamite woman, and I am blessed to be the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and I'm here on tonight to welcome you to another installation of Walking in Virtue with Pastor Dorsey Ware for this January 12th, 2022. And now, my brothers and sisters, get ready, get something to write with, and write on, retrieve your Bibles, and get ready to receive a Rhema word from the woman of God, your host and your facilitator, Pastor Dorsey Ware. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for opening up this way for me tonight, God. I'm going to deliver your word the way you say, God. Hello, everyone. Pastor Dorsey Ware, as Bishop said. And tonight, I'm going to try to take my time so everyone can hear the word of God.
Hallelujah.
We gotta come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Because I feel God by right now. Hallelujah. Anyway,
okay. All right now.
John 4, we're going to start. John 4. And we're going to start in the first verse, and we're going to read through the 14th. John chapter 4, verse 1 through 13. And it reads this. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, 2 says, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. 4 says, and he must needs go through Samaria. Praise God. Sometimes God will stop by and see ya. 5 says, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. 6 says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. Verse 7 says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. 8 says, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. 9 says, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. 10 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God. Like if she just knew who she was talking to and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. Thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. 11 says, the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? 12 says, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? 13 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. 14 says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
So,
Amen.
The Samaritan woman was in a spiritual drought on her way to a spiritual overflow. So that's what we're talking about. The thirst quencher is here to restore you, and your overflow is now. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Ask Jesus glory for a drink of living
Thank
water
you, Lord.
And experience the overflow. Okay. So Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Galilee from Judea. Jesus felt the need to go through Samaria. This route was not the route people normally took because of the dislike between the Jews and the Samaritans. So Jesus took the long route around Samaria. The Samaritans to the Jews were like the people your mother told you to stay away from.
were considered unclean
to the Jews. Jesus had a divine appointment, though. Hey, glory to God. In Samaria, he had a divine appointment. The disciples were with Jesus, and they went to the city to be with Jesus. Sit down. Jesus was tired from the trip. He sat at the well in Samaria. Jesus talks a woman going to the well in the heat of the day. And now she is all by herself. That's how God gets us sometimes, all by herself, so he can speak to our inner man and talk to our spirit.
Yeah. Say that. Say that.
This woman that came to the well was married five times. She was in sin and outcast, who was also discouraged, and she felt alone. This woman had tried looking for love in all the wrong places. The world sees you in your condition and position when you do something that's not right. Your name is no longer your name. You know what I'm talking about, Bishop.
Yes, Lord.
You're a failure. You're a convict. Or you're a liar. That's the way the people talk about you. But tell your neighbor, it ain't nothing but God that'll bring you out of those situations. Glory to
Come
God.
On, sis.
When you come to
Thank
know
you,
Jesus, he makes you new. You know became who God says you are. You are now a child of the King when he makes you new. When you turn your life over to God, you are more than a conqueror. Right?
Yes.
Bible,
speak on it.
Bible, do all things through Christ. People
yes, ma'am.
People always have something to say. We all know that. People say you can't. God says you can. People say you won't. God says you will. Tell somebody, get ready for your overflow.
Yeah.
The Samaritan woman was empty, but on her way out of her dry season, sometimes we feel like we're in a dry desert season where nothing's moving, nothing's working for us. That's why we need to turn to God in prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. So we can hear from our Lord. But on her way to spiritual overflow, so Jesus is at the well asking the Samaritan woman for a drink. He is the giver of life, sitting at the well. She had no idea who he was to her. He was the deliverer. How many people know that God is the deliverer, right?
Yes,
come on, sis.
Yeah.
Come on, sis. Bring
Jesus
it.
Jesus goes where nobody else will go. He will sit with those that no one wants to sit with. He will fill you when you're empty with his love kindness. Yes. Jesus will go and pick you up and love on you when nobody else will. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Excuse me. God will give you help and hope and peace and joy and rest and restoration. Sometimes your marriage or your relationship can be damaged, but God starts restoring your marriage again, brings light to you in a dark place, in a dark situation. Hallelujah. In your relationship, but tell somebody, God is the restorer of all things and all situations. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
God has a purpose and a plan for you. You being empty to overflowing. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Get ready for your overflow. I'm so glad Jesus does not judge us. God is not interested in how many degrees you have. He's not concerned with how well you speak. He is not interested in how long you have been saved either. If you've been saved for 5 decades, he does not care. If your Bible is leather or paperback, he don't care. He don't care about the color of your hair or your skin.
Come on, sis.
He does not care. He does not care if you are male or female. Praise God.
Talk on. Speak on.
That God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. God is the thirst quencher. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will. Hallelujah. God loves me for who I am. Some of us sometimes don't feel like we're worthy, but God loves us just right where we're at.
Yes, he does. Come on, sister. Preach now. Preach in the name of Jesus.
No matter what, God is there for us in hard times, good times, bad times. God is there. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Preach it, baby. Preach.
So Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for a drink at the well. She had no idea who was the thirst quencher of her soul. God said, who of this water would never thirst again? Hallelujah. God is the living water of your soul. Glory to God. Whoever drinks of this water shall never thirst again. We need God at the center and the head of our minds. Hallelujah. When we're going through hard situations, hard trials, there with the living water. Hallelujah. He is. He is the Christ. I am that I am. Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah. He is. Come on, Darcell. Come on, Pastor. You better preach up in here, baby. Yes, sir.
We'll become in you a fountain of water.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That springs up.
Thank you. Move, Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the thirst quencher. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He quenches our soul because he knows that we need. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. That's your holy name, God. If you give your life to Christ, listen to me, radio man. If you give your life to Christ, he will keep watering your spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Of your soul. He is the man with the showed up plan for your life.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
On your
come
head.
On, sis.
That you think God loves you in a place where you don't think that you need to be. God loves you anyhow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. He is the man with the plan for your life. He is the great I am that I am. Glory to God. He
come
is
on.
The great awesome, our awesome, mighty creator that created this world. Hallelujah. 6 days and rested on the seventh. That's who we serve, a great creator of God. He is the God of all. If you keep serving Christ, glory to God, with all you got, your spirit will never thirst again.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Of God's spirit in your life. And no matter what you've done, glory to God, God still loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's there standing with his arms open wide to you to tell you, to me, hallelujah, all that
Yes, hallelujah,
Jesus.
Yes.
Drink of the water.
Yes.
You have it. It will only fill you temporarily, the water that we drink naturally. He says you've been searching for something to fill the void, hallelujah, in your life. You've been searching for something to complete you, and nothing is working, hallelujah.
Come on,
nothing
sis.
Nothing is filling you up inside, hallelujah. We know the word of God can fill you up in there, inside. But when you got the heavenly creator that lives in you, hallelujah, he is there to
thank
fill you
Jesus.
Up in his glory. But
yeah.
God says,
yeah.
I have that will not only fill you, but it will cause you to walk in overflow. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, baby. Come on.
And then spill over on your situation. Hallelujah. It will spill over on your family. It will spill over on your friends. It will spill over on your co-workers.
Teach this.
It will spill over on the people that go to your church. It will spill over, hallelujah, of all family members, Lord. It is overflowing and an overflowing, ever-flowing love, ever-flowing water that will quench your thirst. It never ends, but keeps you in, keeps you full. He's saying, it's me. That's all you need. It's me. The thirst quencher. Your spirit will never thirst again if you have me.
Yes, Lord, it's all right. Use the Holy Ghost.
Again, if you have Jesus Christ in your life.
Yeah.
It says, tell them I want the real overflower in my life. That is Jesus Christ himself. I don't know what we have tried. Maybe cigarettes, maybe dope, maybe gambling, maybe overspending. But whatever has hindered you from your overflow, let it go today, thus says the Lord, and ask God to be the total head of your life so you will never thirst again. Bless your holy name. He is the thirst quencher of our soul. He is the true and living water. Hallelujah. The spirit of the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. He is a thirst quencher. This
yes,
is
he is.
Glory to God. Thank
oh,
you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and glory to God. We have heard a mighty rhema word this evening. I want to thank you, Pastor Darcell. What is it that your soul is thirsting for today? Hallelujah. My sister has given the word. She has preached and taught a timely word.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you need, hallelujah, maybe you've been walking around with fear, in fear. You need a good old healthy drink of that living water and watch God begin to turn that fear into courage. Maybe you've been walking around just full of hell, just in chaos, just hallelujah, just don't know which way to turn. You need a good old cup of that living water that will turn all of that chaos into peace.
Yes,
maybe you've just been walking around, down, discouraged, no joy. We're inviting you to have a nice big old drink of that living water.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And all you have to do, if you have not been introduced to the thirst quencher on tonight, is to ask. All you have to do is come to Jesus. Now, saints, now, brothers and sisters, unsaved loved ones, unsaved friends, let me hear me clearly. Here at Spirit Alive, we are not inviting you to a church building. We are not even inviting you to this ministry. What we are inviting you to is into a relationship with the living water, with Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Because when we get to glory, there's not going to be any Baptist section and Methodist section or Catholic section. The only thing we should want to hear is, well done, my good and faithful servant. But if you haven't been connected, if you haven't had that holy hookup, you know your big sister bishop is here to help you out. All you have to do is fall on your face, fall on your knees, and with a very sincere heart, go to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm thirsty. I'm dry. I'm in a dry place.
Yes.
Please forgive me of my sin.
Yes.
But I believe that you are the Son of the living God and that you came, you died, and you rose. And right here, I want you to make it personal and say, just for me.
Yes.
And then you ask God to come into your life and save you, to use you, to make you, to mold you, and help you to become all that he wants you to be. And then that step that will get that right on up to the throne room is all you have to say is, in the name of Jesus, I pray it all.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Mm-hmm. And if you have just prayed that prayer on behalf of Pastor Dorcel Ware, Pastor Eric Ware, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and myself, we want to welcome you into the family of God.
Yeah,
and we pray
yeah.
that you will get into a Bible teaching Christ-centered church, hallelujah,
thank you,
where you can learn yeah. God's ways and be influenced by people that love God. Hallelujah. But then don't forget to study to show yourselves approved. Get you a student Bible if you have to start out with a student Bible. Get a children's Bible if you have to start out with one. But get yourself a Bible. And you begin to read that word for yourself. And you ask the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation to teach you the things of God. And, of course, you're always welcome to listen right here on the Spirit Alive Network, because we are on 7 days a week, week after week, year after year. And it blesses us to see all of our young people in the chat room. It blesses me to see you all in the chat rooms and on Skype and to know all of you are listening via your computers all over the world. I praise God for that. So right now, if you are in the studio and you would just like to get your praise on, bless the messenger, give God glory, have a prayer request, whatever that God is laying on your heart right now, this is your opportunity to add your voice to the praises of the people of God. All you have to do is press your 1 on your keypad of your phone, and that will let me know that you would like to have a word. At that time, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. And to start it off, I'm going to ask the mother of the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth and simply quickly show them how it's done.
Thank you, Bishop. You know, I just want to thank my young person, that young pastor that preached that wonderful message. And I thank God for the message and the messenger, as we've come to the Spirit Alive. I thank you so much, Pastor Dorcel. I enjoyed your message. I am so thankful that God sent you our way. I thank him for you, and I know you're going to do great things moving forward. I hear it bubbling up in your spirit, and don't let nobody turn you around. And I know your husband is there by your side, and he will help you and stand by you just like he knows he's supposed to do because he's a man of God. And I'm
so thankful
that you have that in your life. So I just thank you that I know about that living water because he stopped by to see me one day.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
A long time ago. And when you have that living water bubbling down in you, you know he saves you from so many things.
Yes, he does. Amen.
And he puts courage in your heart. And you don't fear like some people do. And I
thank you, Jesus, for it all.
I'm going to stop here because I get started. I'm going to stop here.
Amen.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Hallelujah, Jesus.
All right, Pastor Eric. Her high priest, come on in the room and have a word, because you know I'm not going to have no program, and you in the room, and you cannot have a word. You don't have a word, my brother. So come on up in the room, please, sir. Thank you.
Hold on, Bishop.
Go get him. Go find him, sis. Tell him to get out that refrigerator. Come on. Hallelujah,
come on,
Jesus.
Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some
praise. Come on, brother.
Give him some praise. This is the season of the overflow.
Yes, it is. Come on, bro.
Overflow. This is the season of triumph. This is the season of victory.
Come on, bro.
I have given you the victory. I have given you the triumph. And this is a season of the overflow. Overflow means I'm giving you plenty.
Yeah. I'm going to
perform what I said I was going to do.
Come on now, bro.
See, Simon was out there on the boat fishing all night long. He said, Master, we have called all night long. In other words, I don't feel like doing this no more. I've been out here all night with this situation. I've been out here all night with this circumstance. Don't look like nothing.
Come on, bro.
But he told Simon, he said, Simon, I want you to do one thing. I want you to cast your nets back out into the water.
Come on.
And you're going to get ready. You're going to receive something that you never seen before. And Simon, he cast the net back out into the water, and all of a sudden, an overflow came.
Come on now, Pastor, with the overflow of fish that came into the net, in the season.
I'm going to call some supernatural things to take place.
Yeah.
He said, you are in the season
Come on.
You're in the season of victory. I know it looked dark. I know sometime it looked like it wasn't going to turn around. It looked like the situation got worse instead of better. He said, but this is the season of triumph. This is the season of overflow. He said, I'm breaking the hand of the enemy. I'm going to give you peace. He said, this is your season. This is your time. And it's going to be.
Yes, come on now, bro.
Overflow in your house. In your marriages, in your finances, in your health. I'm doing a new thing. It's going to be an overflow. All you got to do is say overflow.
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 Overflow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is saying, don't give up now. Don't quit now. Don't throw in the towel now. He said, because I've seen you. I saw you. I saw you when you prayed.
Come on, preacher.
I saw it, even though you didn't feel like it, you've done it anyhow. And God is
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Double for the pain.
Yes, sir.
Double for the ailment. Double for the situation. Double for the circumstance. I'm giving you. I'm giving you double for your trouble.
Lift your voice wherever you are and give God praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. What I heard my brother, my pastor, my wonderful brother and sister say. what I heard them both say, hallelujah, is it's time to believe in the miraculous. It's time to pray the miraculous. Believe the miraculous. Trust in the miraculous. Because it's time for overflow. We have to stop putting our Father in a box. The Word of God says all things are possible with God. Yes.
I'm transferring the riches and I'm giving them to you.
Yes.
Yes.
The season of victory, the triumph.
Yes.
Clap your hands.
Yes.
Praise.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise him. Praise him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We just want to praise God. Because, see, we get fired up here at Spirit Alive. Yes, we do. We get fired up. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, because we love Jesus. We know. We know. We've been through. This brother that just got through speaking, this pastor, hallelujah, he knows what it means to be walking in overflow. Pastor Dorsell knows what it means. Hallelujah,
yes,
to be down to your last and be brought into a place of overflow. I know what it means, huh?
Yes,
to have nothing and start walking in overflow. If someone would have told me over 14 years ago I would have a global network with pastors from all over the country sitting on it, I would have said, you out your mind.
Look at God.
Yeah. But see, I heard the voice of the Lord say, it's overflow. It's time for your overflow. It is your time. It is your season.
Yes.
And I said, oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Can I share? Hallelujah. Let me share this with everybody that I know and love. Let me, hallelujah, be a vessel that will bring even more people to your people, God. Let me serve the servant leaders, Father God, so that they might walk into overflow, so that their voices can be heard all over the world. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes.
For with this network. Thank you, Father God, that we have people that know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can and we can ever think to ask. I praise God that we not only have people that have faith in you, Father God, we trust you.
Yes.
We believe you. We know that you are a God, that you cannot lie nor the Son of Man, that you should repent. Everything that you told us that you would do, you've done over and over and over and over again from generation to generation to generation, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
And Father, we just give you glory. We just give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We just give you the honor.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know you as Father El Shaddai. The God of more than enough.
Yes.
We know you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
As the God of overflow. Because every time you bless us, Lord, you've always given us more than we've asked for.
Yes.
You've always blessed us more than we ever could have imagined.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you have blessed us to be a blessing to others. So as we walk into overflow, we must do it prayerfully according to the word of God. So that means we have to do it humbly. And we have to be prepared to share our overflow with the less fortunate. We've got to be prepared to share Jesus everywhere that we go.
Yes,
and we don't, like my sister said, it doesn't matter if he's a pauper or a king, if he's homeless or he's the president. It doesn't matter to God, and it better not matter to us.
Yes.
Because God says we're all worth it. So much so that we're accepted in him through Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
That's how much he loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So I want you tonight to take Pastor Dorsell's teaching and apply it to your life. And as God brings you into overflow, you pay it forward. You go find someone else to help to understand what overflow is all about in Christ Jesus and help them walk into their overflow. So that they can help somebody walk into their overflow. So after a while, we'll all be in the overflow, flowing together for the glory of God.
Of God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because that's what it's all about. It's about the people of God coming together, using our resources as God pours into us that living water. It should come up out of us like a babbling brook. Look here. I get tongue-tied when I start thinking about Jesus because he does so much good. He's so wonderful. He's so awesome.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
Right.
I don't even know how to start. You know, how do you tell somebody about an awesome God that is so awesome that you don't even have to speak? You can moan. And he knows exactly what you said.
Woo!
Come on.
Lord.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What do you say to a God that knows what you need before you need it, has already supplied it, and you walked into it and said, what? How do you explain a God that can pull you up off your deathbed? You almost dead.
Yeah.
And he comes along and says, he's not dead. He's just sleeping.
Hallelujah.
I know you know what I'm talking about. Go from sick to complete healing.
Hallelujah.
You know, folks go to the doctor on Monday. They're told, I'm sorry, sir, you have cancer. We're going to prepare you for the end. Come back on the next following Monday for the follow-up. Doc can't find no cancer. I wonder how that happened.
Right.
I know it didn't have nothing to do with the brother stopping by church on Sunday morning asking the saints to lay hands on him and pray.
Hallelujah.
I know it probably didn't have nothing to do with him saying, God, by your stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We serve an awesome God.
Yes, we
do. Serve the living water. Just think, you know what? Just think about it. The living water was sitting on the well. Okay. Now just think about that metaphor. When we talk about overflow. Now, he was the living water who gave her the living water for her life. And if you continue to read on down in that scripture, the reason I'm talking about evangelism is because he told her, go and tell no one. What did sister do? She ran and told everybody, come be a man. See, when the Lord give you overflow, say to God, you got to tell somebody. Okay? You got to tell somebody.
Glory.
So we're going to spend a lot of time here on these programs just taking moments to praise God and celebrate God and celebrate him for who he, not just for what he does, but more importantly for who he is and how he operates in our lives on a daily basis. See, we're not some of them folks that wait till Sunday morning to do all our praying or Sunday morning to do all our shouting or Sunday morning to do all our singing. Right now, my heart is singing for the Lord because, hallelujah, I have joy And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, so the world sure can't take it away.
Take it away.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When we come together as brothers and sisters in the Lord, all egos checked at the door. Ha! Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Just lifting up the almighty name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Miraculous things begin to happen. When we come together in real agape love for one another, praying for one another as we pray for ourselves, miraculous things begin to happen. And the overflow begins to flow. Hallelujah. Souls will be won for the kingdom all over this world because of what these saints, all of them, have said on tonight. You see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you are in this studio, there is still time for you to add Joe Praise to the mix. I know it's global radio, but check this out. We don't get brand new here. We just love the Lord.
Absolutely.
Okay? There is nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Not at
because the people, Pastor Darcell, Pastor Eric, my mother, they know me. We've met, okay? We walk together. They know I'm the same way on the air as I am off the air.
Yeah.
Because, hey, it is what it is. Everybody, none of us are Holy Ghost Junior. None of us have arrived. And so I want, for all of you that are sitting in here tonight, and there are a lot of you sitting in here tonight. Yeah, I'm snitching you out. That's right, on the air, I'm telling. It's a lot of you sitting up in here tonight. But what our prayer is that as you continue to walk with us and that you, as you listen to us, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit will bubble up in you in a way.
Yes.
That you will want to bless someone, that you will want to share what God has done for you. Because, see, people are saved by our testimonies. And that's not just the preacher's testimony or the apostle's testimony or the evangelist's testimony. It's every child of God's testimony that helps to save lives.
Right.
So what we're asking you to do on tonight, we're talking about overflow. We've got more to do in 2022. Okay, because we're walking into overflow. We're expecting you. So what we're requesting that you do tonight is to be a first responder. Be a first responder. Help be one of those water bearers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That will go out into all of this world and sprinkle it with the love, the life, and the light of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, we have had a mighty awesome good time here tonight. Pastor Darcell, you rock.
Yes.
You rock that for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
You rock that for Jesus.
Amen.
You rock that for Jesus. The Holy Ghost used you, okay? You preached your face off, picked it up, and kept right on preaching. Go ahead on, sister. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love
you. Because, see, that's the way you bring the word. And, of course, Pastor Eric, he already know. My mother said when she first heard Pastor Eric, she said, if people aren't moved when that man of God speaks, they're dead. I said, amen. I said,
amen.
He said, if he don't move, they not move, and they dead. So I just want to praise God for the man of God, for my mother, for all of you that are sitting in here tonight. We pray that you just continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, that you have a beautiful and blessed remainder of your week, and from our household to your household. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. You are. Go in peace. Amen. Beautiful job, my family. Love ya. Hallelujah.
Love
experience. God bless you. I love you all.
God bless
you. Love you. Thank you for listening, everybody. You were awesome. Hallelujah. God bless you. All right. Thank you, Jesus.